Week 3. One of the Bible's most amazing statements. Igbach. Around here where I live, a local church printed bumper stickers that had the letters I-G-B-O-K on them. You saw them on cars and even on Bibles. It stands for It's Gonna Be Okay. It's a neat idea. And the point behind it was about trusting God in every situation and that God will make all things new at Christ's return. The Igbach idea, however, doesn't mean to withdraw and excuse myself from what God may be doing within me in dark times. Is faith simply a matter of our throwing up our hands in the air when things get bumpy and saying, "I can't do it, God. It's all up to you. I'll see you on the other end of this issue when you've worked it all out"? We refuse to worry about it, and then call that an expression of faith, perhaps. Maybe it is in a certain way, but is there something more substantial to having faith in God when it comes to how we live, react, respond, and pray? This verse in chapter 2 is at the heart of this timely book. It is not one we should hurry past, though a hard verse to grasp. What does the righteous living by faith even mean? It sounds like something that seems nice but isn't practical or rooted in reality at all. I have found that this little verse is packed with dynamite. These few words change everything for those who look to God in Christ for help. God revealed in the previous discourse with our prophet that He was going to work out His judgment on the world within and without Jerusalem through the Babylonians, that bitter and hasty nation, Habakkuk 1:6. Quite naturally, Habakkuk had some questions for God, but did not doubt His will. "Why these guys?" he seemed to ask. "They are not nice to anyone. Why let them who care nothing for you swallow up those who know your law and your ways?" God told him to listen up and write it down. God wanted the world to know what He was about to say, from the least to the greatest. The Babylonians' pride would be their downfall and ruin, but the righteous remnant of God would live on. The answer Habakkuk and we get here is not one we might expect, but is greater than anything we could ask for. "Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him. But the righteous shall live by his faith." Habakkuk 2:4. Breaking it down. Sometimes the best thing to do is to break a verse down into smaller parts, especially a verse like this one. It's worth taking the time to dig a bit here. The verse states that the righteous shall live by his faith. Who are the righteous? In Habakkuk's day, what spoke loudest about a person of the southern kingdom was their commitment to God's law and how they lived before God and among their neighbors. A righteous person would order their lives in such a way that they honored God's word and His law each day. They cared about what God cared about. In Habakkuk 2:4, the word righteous specifically denotes this kind of character quality in a person. They had not forgotten God in how they lived their lives and honored His law that brought peace with God and fellowship among men. Righteous people were not perfect people, but they did strive every day to live faithfully in the light of God's law and His love. And the idea of being righteous before God isn't just an Old Testament concept. It is very much a New Testament one. In fact, if we were to remove the words righteous and faith from Paul's letters, we'd have a hard time making sense of them. But we'll get to that in a minute. In Christ, the understanding of righteousness by faith finds its fullest expression. Following the verse along, the righteous, those people who are committed to God and His ways, shall live by His faith. What does shall live mean? In Hebrew, as well as in Greek, these words mean to preserve life, to sustain, to be kept alive and raised up from sickness and hardship. It is God alone who preserves life, who sustains life and gives it meaning. This kind of life is full and abundant, sustained by God Himself. God said here that those who are committed to God and His ways shall be preserved, sustained, and given meaning by His faith. What does by His faith mean? Another way to look at that word is to say faithfulness, or the living out of an abiding faith. It is not stagnant or passive. The word here implies fairness, stability, certainty, and permanence. It is a reliable and steady quality of faith in any season. It is a faithful faith. As Carl Armerding notes about this kind of faithful person, it signifies that his commitment to righteousness is genuine and steadfast. This verse thus expresses the Lord's demand for a righteousness that is pursued steadfastly from the heart, without vacillation, double-mindedness, or hypocrisy, its outcome being life. Armerding, Habakkuk. So, putting all of this together, we have something like, those people who are committed to God and His ways shall be preserved, sustained, and given meaning by a faithfulness to God that is stable, certain, and permanent by God's grace in their lives. I think we all would nod in agreement and say, well, that's a very nice thing to say. Until everything collapses around us and the world we live in becomes a threat or a constant weight because of unhappy circumstances or choices by us or by others, or until temptations arise that seem like a tidal wave of powerful emotion and desire to indulge in ungodliness. When things stop being comfortable and don't make sense and the urge is there to reject God and take care of business ourselves, this statement isn't easy. Think about Habakkuk. He was just told that in God's judgment on the grievous sin around him, Jerusalem would be raided and toppled with its inhabitants carried away into exile far away. That was his future. And God told him it was. When questioned about that certain future, God responded with the verse above, "But the righteous shall live by his faith." Staring into the face of the Babylonian army sent to render God's judgment, how did Habakkuk respond to these words? Ha! We will see. The power of faithful faith. Life, real life, is the promise of God to those who pursue Him and His ways steadfastly from the heart. Come what may, our hope is in God. He will be with us as we follow Him. Be assured, that kind of faith may not be an easy thing to live out at times, but faith does not cross its fingers to wait. This kind of faith pursues God. It will not be conquered because of the strength of God that sustains and preserves it. This kind of faith looks at the worst that may come with an unflinching glare, preserved by God as it is, with the promise of meaningful life in Him. We shall not die is coupled with the righteous shall live by his faith in Habakkuk. God will preserve faith that looks to Him for its life and sustenance, no matter the circumstance or challenge. This is one amazing verse and is among the most potent in all of the minor prophets. In fact, the Apostle Paul had it on his list of favorites. The letter to the Galatians might be Paul's most impassioned defense of the gospel and life through faith in Christ alone. He began right away without any delay and did not let up until the last word was written. These followers of Christ were being led astray by others coming from Judaism who said that faith in Jesus was not enough to save. They maintained faith had to be linked to adherence to the Mosaic law and works. Jesus, however, came and fulfilled the requirements of the law for us and made an end to it so that through Him alone we might stand before God in Jesus' righteousness by faith in Him and His finished work on the cross. In the middle of his letter, Paul made this powerful statement. We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus, in order to be justified by faith in Christ, and not by works of the law. Because by works of the law, no one will be justified. Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. Galatians 2:15-16, 3:11. There it is right there, Habakkuk shining bright and in full bloom. In his day, Habakkuk wrote to bring encouragement to God's people, teaching that faith in Him is the key. In Christ today, Habakkuk's words come to their final fulfillment. Now it is the righteousness of Christ that is born in us when we place our faith in Jesus. That steady, reliable, and certain righteousness Habakkuk looked for is complete in us now through Jesus alone. We pursue Him in faith and find His blessing and peace in every season of life. Now, indeed, the beautiful bloom at the heart of Habakkuk fills the air with its fragrance and makes all others pale in comparison to its vibrant color. The full and abundant life promised by God is given freely through faith in the risen Jesus. In any situation, good or bad, we can rest in the mighty promise of God in Habakkuk's book that is fulfilled now in Christ. The righteous shall live by faith. No wrong answers, discussion questions. Number one, the righteous shall live by faith. What does that verse mean to you? Now considering the terrible times in which it was given. Number two, to trust in God to sustain us by His own hand when times get worse before they get better isn't easy. How might that kind of trust in God change our daily outlook, sense of purpose, and connection with others? Number three, what are practical ways to live by faith in times of trial, business struggles, church divisions, or failures of leadership? How do we keep a faithful faith in Christ in those times?